Alright, that song is titled Church on Fire. It's by Kike Mudiaga featuring Nathaniel Bassey from her Deep Calls to Deep album. What a brilliant tune right there. As a season of revival. That song is actually about two years old. Almost 2 years old, but hey, a great one. Great one. Go get it. Alright, so this is the Praise O'Clock Show, and guess who is our guest on the show this morning? A Nigerian gospel artist. She's an author as well, a worship leader. She's also an educational consultant, if I can say that myself, a wife and a mother, and a whole lot in between. Please, let's make welcome on the Praise O'Clock Show for the very first time, Kike Mudiaga. Woot, woot, woot!
Good morning
to you. Okay, so this is your first time. Where's that bell?
Please hold on.
Yes. Yay. I wanted to ring that bell for you. Whoa. Oh, so great to have you on the show this morning. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm doing great. Okay, so let's just get straight into it. I just played the song Church on Fire right now from your Deep Calls.
Okay.
To Deep album. And you know, just listening to that song, I'm just thinking, where do you get your songs from? Like, I know you're a worship leader. I know you lead music, temple music, but I'm just thinking about where this sound came from, and some of the other songs as well. I might be wrong to assume that is what everybody says or how everybody gets their music and gets yours. I'm just curious if you can tell us.
Okay, I guess for every song, I have different experiences. For Church on Fire, I sat down one evening and I could just hear the trumpet blasting. It was as if I was in like a mini trance, and I just hear ba-ba-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Wow. So I knew in my mind immediately, I knew Nathaniel was on this song. Oh. I hadn't talked with him. I hadn't, you know, had any chat about it, because that was the first thing I heard, you know, that exact sound. And even when he eventually agreed to do the song with me, and he came in the studio, I said, this is the sound. This is what you are playing. Because that's what I heard. Just
wow.
So that came, and then I started hearing like soldiers, like the you know, stomping with their boots, boom, boom, boom. Then I started hearing tongues, people praying. Like, I just had this picture of the upper room and how it must have felt like, you know, when everybody gathered and were speaking in tongues. I'm like, look, this song, there's no being cute here. We're pray down fire. I remember that day at the studio with Nathaniel, everywhere was on fire. We just, the producer, everyone just came into the booth and we were blasting in tongues.
Wow.
You know, it was so powerful. And, you know, most of my songs come that way. They come with the tune, they come with the words, they come with the sound.
Yeah.
I don't sit in the studio and start to say, okay, maybe we should sound like this. It comes fully, 100% download. That's how most of my songs come. They come like that, you know. So
it's quite interesting. Okay, so I mean, as a recording artist that you are, I'm just thinking about, like, while you were describing the old the scenario around the recording, I'm just playing it in my head, and I'm now trying to put that side by side. What it is like when you're leading worship on stage, like in church, you lead worship at a House on the Rock, Lagos, right?
Yeah.
So, is there any difference in the way that comes? Do you get new songs while you're leading people? Do you open your eyes while you're leading worship? Do you close your eyes? What is that worship leader experience?
Well, that's a bit different, especially, most times we have a roster, so you know if you're leading the next Sunday already.
Okay.
So you start to pray about it, and most of the songs they would now call and say, okay, send me your songs.
Okay.
So I most generally would have worshipped throughout the week with that, those songs that I got, you know, like, okay, maybe you're just worshiping, you know, your normal morning devotion, and you just feel strongly like this is one of the songs that he wants to hear on Sunday. I always ask God, what do you want to hear? It's like, I'm your DJ, tell me, just send your request, you know, and I'll just, you know, so that is particularly important that I get the song, so I'm not just singing. But while you're singing that song, you may divert from your list because something else just drops as the next song to sing after that one.
Okay.
So we kind of just try to be open and, you know, move by the Spirit, you know, be spontaneous as well, you know.
Wow.
I close my eyes mostly because I want to worship, because, you know, there is that struggle between being a worship leader and worshiping, you know.
Yeah.
So you don't want to just get into the rhetorics of, okay, make them worship, but you want to lead by worshiping, and they would follow you into the Holy of Holies.
Wow.
So that's probably a better way to go about it.
Oh, that's great. Ah, all right. So I don't digress too far away, because if you allow me, I can just go on and on and on, just talking about life and worship and ministry, you know, and stuff around it. But anyway, I know one of the major one of our major focal points for this conversation is the new video you just dropped, the music video for Awake My Soul. We're going to talk about that very, very shortly. But just before that, before I get off this angle, at what point did you think it was about time for you to do recorded music? You know, because I know there are certain people who are strictly performing artists. They're strictly just, you know, temple worshippers. And some people are also strictly recording artists and really are not so fantastic when they perform, you know, and some function in both capacities. I'm just wondering, I know you've been doing music long before you put out your album. At what point did you think that, okay, it's time for me to start recording music?
For me, interestingly, I've always been, I see myself more of a writer, maybe songwriter, script writer, prose writer, but not necessarily, maybe that's probably a stronger part of me than singing. Yeah. So I knew that I had to write my book first. So the book was the first call, was my first assignment. It wasn't a suggestion. I knew it was an assignment, and I knew I had to do that first. So over the years, it's been, you know, writing the book, that particular book, which took a few years to write because of the subject and how close to home it was.
Okay.
And as soon as the book was done, I think a year and a half later, then I, you know, started to work on my very first album. So it's been years of people saying, when is your album? Do you have any songs? I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to be pressured into doing what is expected. I have to do what God expects of me, what he has told me. And so I guess it was time.
Wow, great. Yeah. And how is the book doing, though? And the storm came.
Yes, it's been amazing. It's been a tool for healing for a whole lot of people going through loss, tragedy, you know. So I particularly remember in my life when I had to go through those seasons, I was desperately looking for something to, you know, to talk back to me, a book or a CD, just something to relate with the pain I was dealing with. And I really didn't find. And then I remember God saying, you have to write something. You have to help someone. Your pain is somebody's, you know, healing. So that book has been amazing. The testimonies that I've heard from, you know, people reading the book is encouraging, and it makes you realize that when God says you should do something, it goes farther than you imagine it to go.
I would love to read the book, but from what I can tell from the book and this song that we're about to talk about, there is a connect in some way, because when you say when I you can correct me if I'm wrong though, but when I hear "and the storm came," I'm kind of, the hope part of me, the hopeful, the hope in me tells me that after the storm came, And it did not last forever. It did pass at some point, you know. And it's that after the storm passes, or while you're getting to the end of that phase, that you can tell your soul, my soul, awake. Don't be dull. You know. I see a connect between the book and this new message. Can you tell us more?
Yes, it's as if you had read a particular chapter in my book with what you just said. You know, because I remember describing the storm, like a stormy night where everything is tossed and turned, and you know, there's debris and all sorts of things on, and then the light starts to pierce through your curtain in the morning, and something you say, stay in bed, don't get up. There is nothing to live for. There's nothing to arise for. And then the light keeps piercing through the curtain, and eventually you get that strength that tells you, awake, arise. Look, the storm is over. It's time to move. It's time to get up. So that song, particularly Awake My Soul, came at a very, very, I would call it the darkest and the deepest moment in my life, where I just couldn't sing. You know how you wake up in the morning and you're just silent? You don't even know what to say, what to pray, what to sing. And I remember being on my face at about 3 or 2 a.m. one night, and I was just crying on the floor, and that song just came. I just started saying, awake, rise up, get up from this place, sing. That is what you were born to do. That's what you were created for. Sing. The Lord has been good to you. So many times we dwell on the pain and forget the past glory. We forget the story behind. We forget the good days, the good things, the testimonies in the past because of the present situation. And I said, no, He has been good to you. Think about the things. Think about the blessings, your family, your friends, you know? And so I started to count my blessings, you know, like that famous one said. And I said, man, God has been good to me. He has been good. All of a sudden, you forget the pain you're feeling. You forget that misery, and you rise and sing. And immediately, as you decide to praise, the change of depression, the change of fear, the change of sorrow, just they break. They can't stand it. It's like light shining in the darkness. Light does not discuss with light, with darkness. It doesn't negotiate. Okay, I'll shine more, you shine more. When light comes in, darkness has to flee.
Yeah.
Yes. And so that was how that song came. I knew it's time to arise. It's time to awake.
Wow.
And just give Him worship.
Wow. I mean, it's just really interesting hearing you share this thought. I mean, I like it when the writer of a song gets to share certain things, you know, because we're able to tap into like the origin of this. It's so amazing. You know, every time I play this song, I always say stuff like this. I always say, like, you know what, like when you're saying, bless the Lord, oh my soul, you know, it's just like, you know, the pastor preaches to us sometimes. We can preach to people sometimes. But this is like you speaking to you. You know, like you telling yourself. Like,
telling yourself.
And it's just very, very amazing. I like it. I absolutely love it. I'm checking the video right now as I'm speaking with you. And one thing that first comes to mind is, it was almost there was a scene, where it seemed like the dancer, I don't know her name, Thera Bullock. There was a point where it seemed as though she was trying to make you dance, like trying to get you to dance, and you just respected yourself, like, you know what, let the dancers dance, let the singers sing. Guys, you need to go see the video to really get what we are talking about, in case you haven't seen it. But for those who have seen it, they can relate to what I'm saying. So what was the shooting of this video like?
Okay, interestingly, that's my very first video. I'm telling you, like, okay, at least now the album is out. Let's go into the, you know, visualizing what we're singing. So that was like my debut video.
Nice.
And yeah, So I thought, okay, first of all, the story behind that, the making of the Awake video is another message on its own. You know, it's just a miracle. So first of all, I went to this place. Okay, so in my mind, I'm thinking of locations because I'm thinking of the song and I start to get pictures in my mind. This is how I wanted to. I knew I wanted a dance. I knew I could see the dance in it. So Sarah Bolus is an amazing, fantastic dancer. She's she's the CEO of SPAN, Performing Arts of Nigeria. Okay. And of course, so she's not a small girl. So I'm like, oh gosh, how do I approach this lady? What do I even offer her that, you know, she could possibly want? But guess what? She walked up to me one day on a Sunday service. She came visiting the House on the Rock and she said, I love this song.
Wow.
I've been dancing to it in my private dance classes and I just love it.
Really?
I said, oh my God, I would like you to dance to the song. I'm thinking of shooting a video and it will be an honor to have you. She said, wow, let me know when you're ready, let me know. Oh my God.
Whoa.
So that was it.
Whoa.
You know, so the number one is tick, okay, dancer.
Ticked off.
I'm telling you, next, the venue. I thought, okay, I need a good venue. I need somewhere. So we thought about a few venues, you know, great a studio setup and all. And then I just went to, there was a picture my brother showed me. He went for lunch somewhere on the rooftop. I just saw the picture and I thought, where is this? Where is this? He said, it's somewhere here. I just quickly got in the car and drove there. As soon as I stepped on that rooftop, I said, this is the place.
Wow.
I remember posting on social media that day. I said, when you get to the place, you would know.
You just know it, yeah.
Yeah, you just know. The places God has shown you in your vision, in your dreams, in your imagination. When you get there, you would know. I just knew it. So when I called the producer, the videographer, I said, I need to show you this location. What do you think? When he got there, he said, oh my God, where did you find this place? And it just exploded. The light, I can imagine the camera. I was like, okay, we are here. And then the journey just began. I thought, imagine the choir in white and gold robes. I called my friend and I said, I need white and gold robes. I need to rent white and gold robes. You don't know, everything was just coming, you know, falling in place and voila, it was shot.
Wow. And here we are today. Lovely.
Here we are today.
Oh, amazing. This is a story of everything just works together for good for those who love God. I mean, it's just very interesting. The part where you said Tarabulo had been dancing to a song and you had it in mind already. Everything just quite interesting. Quite interesting. So I'll say, hey guys, go check the video out. It's on our website, praiseworldradio.com. The song, the audio is also available. Awake My Soul, and I think it's a really great time to preach to our souls and tell it to be grateful and bless God for all the great things that He has done. It's been such a great morning just chatting with you on the show this morning. I had a great time just speaking with you. Now that this is done, I hope it's not too early to ask maybe what next you're looking out for. What next look out from you?
I have another video coming out this year, sometime in April, May.
Yay!
So interesting. Yeah, that'll be exciting. another of my worship songs.
Nice.
And then I started doing a whole lot of live recordings, just putting out songs.
Great.
Get a few worshipers in the studio and just worship God and just bless Him. So creating an atmosphere of worship that people can take with them in their car, in their home, in their day. You know, so that for me is the next project, you know, something very close to my heart.
Great. So. Amazing. Thank you so very much. We do hope one of these days we'll have you live in the studio so we can chat as well.
I'll make sure.
But it's been so lovely chatting with you on the show today. And I'm sure people have been blessed just hearing all the things that you have shared. Thank you once again, Kike Mudiaga.
Thank you so much for having me.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
All righty.
Praise the Lord. Praise the world.
Hallelujah, my soul. Bye now.
All right. Take care. Bye.
That was Kike Mudiaga. Had a fun time just chatting. I told you guys it was going to be fun, she has a new single, a new video out there. you should check it out. Don't take my word for it. Go on praiseworldradio.com right now and have yourself a lovely time. I'm going to play you the song. It's called Awake My Soul. Now listen to the song with the, you know, just bearing in mind all the things she shared, everything she shared, and listen to the song. It's going to bless you differently. So here we go. Awake My Soul.
Awake my soul and sing, for the Lord's been good to you. Let everything within give Him praise. Awake my soul and sing, worship Christ your King.